everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is May the 11th, 2022. Well, this week we are looking at ways that we can prove the work that God is doing in our life, so we can prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And we're using Romans 12 as the guideline for our discussion. We have studied that we can prove what God is doing in our lives by our view of good and evil, abhorring that which is evil and cleaving to that which is good. And yesterday we learned that we can prove our faithfulness or what Christ is doing in us by our love and affection. Today we're not going to focus on just one verse as we have previously. We're going to look at several verses, well, a few verses. In these verses, I want you to notice all of the positive character attributes which are highlighted. And when I read, I want you to notice these, maybe make a list of them, and think about how you can apply them to your lives. But let's read Romans chapter number 12, verses, 11 through 15. It says, "Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that rejoice, and weep with them that weep." So that's going to be the end of our reading, and that's all we're going to focus on today. But again, as previously, we will not give an extensive study of these attributes. Our goal is to stir you up to a greater desire to dig deeper into these things, to see how you might focus on these attributes in your spiritual walk, so that your spiritual walk will be a better testimony of the work which God is doing in your heart, the heart of a believer. So I want you to notice quickly just the words that I highlighted. You might not have highlighted all of these, but I'm just going to mention these quickly. Integrity, fervent, serving, rejoicing, patient, continuing, distributing, given to, bless, rejoice, and weep, which means have compassion. So he doesn't really say be a person of integrity. He says, be not slothful in business, which means to be a person of integrity in your own business that you perform in the world, but also in the business of serving Christ. Don't be slothful in that. Be diligent in the work that you're doing for Christ. Fervent in spirit, in your spirit, for the glory of God and the honor of Christ. So have a fervent spirit that wants to work for the glory of God and honor of Christ. Serving the Lord. That word serving means to be a bondservant of the Lord. It would be the same as what Christ prayed in the garden, "Not my will, but thine, O Lord." So you're serving the Lord. You're surrendering yourself to his leadership. You're doing what he says, "If any man will be my disciple, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." That would be fervent in spirit, or serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope. A believer no longer looks at the world with a doomsday philosophy. The believer rejoices because he understands the hope of the eternal kingdom which awaits him. Patient in tribulation. The believer can be patient because he remembers that all things will lead to good because he loves God and is loved by God. Romans 8:28. Continuing in prayer. Instead of turning to the world or turning to despair, the believer turns to prayer. Remember, this is one of the ways the world will recognize the difference in you and the work that God is doing in your life by the way you respond to difficulties. Are you patient in tribulation? Do you rejoice in the hope that you have? Are you going to pray to God when tough times come? And again, we could talk about that at greater length. But next, distributing to the saints, giving to those in need freely and without grumbling or begrudging them. Given to hospitality, being welcoming of others into your home. Bless, thank you, or be gracious to others, even those who might persecute you. Rejoice with those who rejoice. And so instead of being jealous because someone else is rejoicing. Rejoice with them. Be glad when God blesses someone. Weep that those which weep with those who weep, which means have compassion on those who weep. Understand their condition. Open your heart to them. Desire to help them. Don't say, well, you ought to be stronger than that. Yeah, that shouldn't be bothering you or whatever. Understand that we're different people, have different things that affect us different ways. And instead of looking down upon someone, weep with them. And again, we can continue this on tomorrow, but we can see how that positive attributes are a way to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So work on that as a believer to being transformed to prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let's pray. Today, Lord, we thank you for rescuing us from sin. We are thankful that your Holy Spirit leads us into all truth. We are thankful that you have given us a new perspective on this world. Encourage your people to walk in these positive attributes so the world can see why we so faithfully serve you. Thank you for the new hope we have in Christ Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Hope you're having a good week. Till tomorrow. Brother Mark, signing off.